Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today for the broadcast. And if you're a new listener, I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was asking the Lord, what would He have me share with you today, He brought up the subject of how to receive from the Lord. Have you ever wondered about that? You know, you pray and pray, and sometimes it seems like the answers are not forthcoming. Or you hear messages and preaching about, you know, just let go and let God, and just, you know, receive His help, His strength, His blessings. And sometimes have you wondered, how can I do that? You want to receive, but you're not even sure how to really go about it. And so what I'd like to do for today, and however long the Lord allows, is to talk about how to receive from the Lord, how we can be spiritually receptive. And for those of you who've known me and been with me for a while, as we look at a subject, I always love to go back to the definition of a word. What does it mean to receive? What does it mean to be receptive? Well, that word receptive is actually an adjective, and according to Webster, it means able or ready to accept suggestions or new ideas or something similar to that. So able or ready to accept suggestion or new ideas. Now, if we just sort of think about that definition, there are several elements in it. First of all, someone has to be able to accept suggestion, new ideas, whatever it would be, or a gift. It could be practical, literal things, or, you know, mental things, thoughts, suggestions. And so a person has to be able, first of all, they have to have a hearing ear. They can't be deaf, and they have to be open to what that person is wanting to share with them. And that's what that word ready implies. It means a willingness to not only hear, but to respond, to think about it, and perhaps change a course of action that you might want to take. How many of you have dealt with loved ones, and you've wanted, because you love them, you share your heart, you share counsel, you share advice, you share suggestions, which are for their benefit. You're not wanting to control their lives. You're wanting them to be blessed and happy and fulfilled. And yet, because they're not, quote, receptive, they're not able, they're not ready to receive what you have for them, which would benefit them by the way of advice. And that can be so frustrating, can it not? It's, you know, and how many times in ministry those pastors or counselors who would suggest to people and they hear it, but they don't really receive it. They're not receptive. And so, beloved, I would suggest to you that, you know, we can say we want to receive from the Lord, but we have to be able as well as ready to receive His new ideas, His perspective, His way of thinking. What does the word say? As heavens are high above the earth, so are His ways above our ways, His thoughts above our thoughts. And so we have to just open our hearts to the Lord and try to understand how He wants to communicate with us, how He wants to impart His heart, His mind. And of course, one of the ways we know that we can receive from the Lord and learn of his ways is to meditate upon his word. But have you ever been in a place that you feel like the heavens are just brass, you're not receiving from the Lord at all, and there's a vague distress and frustration and discomfort in your life? Well, that's because your own spirit knows where you're at. You know, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. And our spirits, once we've accepted Jesus into our hearts and lives, and he lives and abides within our temple, our physical body, that we become sensitive to not only how the Lord is feeling, but how we are doing. And sometimes there are things in our lives that prevent us from receiving from the Lord. And two ways that we are not able to receive is because of unbelief as well as spiritual deafness. Now, let's look a moment at unbelief. As God's children, we believe the word of the Lord. We know his word is true, and we will not question it. In fact, when our friends or family are going through something, the Lord, you know, will think of a scripture that would be pertinent, that would be applicable to them, and we're able to give advice and counsel to others. But when it comes to our own lives, even though we know the Lord is a healer, we know the Lord is a provider, we know he is all-powerful to change situations, to move in our lives, yet somehow we readily acknowledge he can do it for others, but somehow in our own lives, we question whether he is willing to do it for us. Remember that story of the leper who came to Jesus. He said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me whole." And what did Jesus do? It's a very moving and touching response. He not only said, "I'm willing, be cleansed," but he reached out and touched him. Because, you know, a leper is someone who was in those days totally separated from society. They were unclean. They had to, you know, alert people to the fact that they were unclean. And no one, they were devoid of human contact. And what the touch, Jesus reached out and touched him, what that must have meant to the leper. Beloved, many times we might have served the Lord for years, we love him, and yet somehow deep within our hearts, because of the things we've gone through as children or as adults, we've gone through so many heartaches, and we've been hurt by people, that somehow we can't receive the fact that God loves us so personally and wants to move in our lives. That's where unbelief can help us, can be a hindrance for us receiving from the Lord. Do you see what I'm trying to share? You know, God can do it for everybody else, but when it comes to you, are you really convinced of it? Well, in order to be convinced of it, you have to know how very, very much he loves you, beloved. And that's why I'm on this broadcast. I want you to beware, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit, wants you to know how very much he loves you and how precious you are to him. He wants you to just realize that those areas of unbelief when it comes to your own life, those are areas that perhaps even strongholds that the enemy has just built up so that you cannot believe that you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Remember, that's what David said. He said, "I had fainted." And many of you, some of you listening right now, you're close to fainting spiritually. It's like, I've prayed, I've done everything I know to do, and it's just, you know, I'm not seeing a breakthrough. I'm not having, you know, God's healing in my life. My family's in this trouble that it is. My son's not healed. My daughter's just gone the way of the world. There's so many things that just break our hearts. And because we don't see answers forthcoming, we tend to just feel that God's not going to do it for us. Well, beloved, what does the word say? Let's be logical and reasonable and practical right now. The Lord says he's no respecter of persons. He doesn't love, you know, Aunt Sally or Brother Smith more than he loves you. Beloved, it's a time now to realize that our unbelief can prevent us from receiving from the Lord. I want to stop right here, and I don't want to go any further because we're going to, on tomorrow's broadcast, look at spiritual deafness. You see, there's two ways we don't receive. Sometimes just unbelief that God really wants to do it for us, and then a spiritual deafness that there are conditions in our lives that make us spiritually deaf. And I invite you to stay tuned tomorrow that we can go into what the scriptures have to say about spiritual deafness, which will prevent us receiving from the Lord. I know that if the Lord's had you tune in, He's wanting you to receive from Him. So Father, let's just go to the Lord right now. And I want to ask the Father, as we come to You, Father, right now, I pray, Lord, that You will just touch the heart of everyone listening. Lord, all of us have areas of unbelief in our lives where there might be certain areas we can believe You for finances, or we might be able to believe You for healing, but we're really struggling, and doubts come when it comes to relationships or loved ones or family or the work situation. So many areas, Lord, we can be strong in one area and weak in the other. But Father, those areas that the enemy would bring unbelief to prevent Your people from receiving from You, I take authority over them right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, it is written, have the faith of God. And we rebuke unbelief, and I release, Father, the faith of God that You've given to every man severally. And I just thank You, Lord, for right now stirring up hearts and encouraging the faith, the Lord, that Your love is so great, so personal, so tender, so all-encompassing for each one of us, Lord, that You delight, You long to be gracious to us. And I thank You for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless Your people now, Lord. Give them peace and strength and hope for tomorrow in the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, it's just been a blessing to minister to you, beloved. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. There's so much I want to share with you. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. Take just those few moments to write, won't you? God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.